What lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag?
We're back. Episode 99.
Hey. Yeah, 99.
90 bottles of beer on the wall. 99 bottles of beer. You take one and you pass it around.
99
bottles.
98.
I was thinking more so. LAUSD. Brown bag taking kidding. Over for the 99s in the 2000s. That's what I was thinking.
Go, what are you thinking?
I was born in 2000, Vic, so...
Oh, yeah, that was right before.
I know, you know what I like when Snoop goes, 9.5 plus 4 pennies, oh. Add that up. 9.5 plus 4 pennies, 99.
Oh. Sorry. We're back, episode 99, you guys. Woo!
Are you
No, we're not. Are you
No.
No.
No. It's Vic, are you
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. At your house or her house?
Hey, the first 10 minutes get blanked out when we cuss, so just don't cuss, I guess.
Okay. Do you crack it at her? Yeah. Oh, you can't crack it at her house?
No.
Why not?
No, she lives with her family.
Oh, God.
Okay, I live with my family, too. And just know it's better like that, Pops.
Oh, God.
You're on sneak mode.
Hey, your mom.
Juno can't express himself sexually.
Oh, just know. He gets expressed with mine, baby. You see what I'm seeing? VR boys.
Nah. Imagine.
VR.
Damn, that'd be crazy. Cracking at her house.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Have you thought about it?
No, because like I've only been over her house a couple times, but her whole family lives there, so it's just...
Oh, they're like, it's like Angie?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But it's like, I can't just like close the door and get it cracking, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's weird.
Why?
They got jobs and shit, I don't know.
Maybe at a certain time. What time is there someone all the time?
I feel like, I mean, every time I've been there, somebody's been there, you know?
Well, no, because you probably go out like on a weekend, right?
When there's like a barbecue. I've gone during the week. I've gone
but like, why is Craig it there? He has his own spot. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
But because like, you want to like set your, it's kind of like a dog. You want to like, on your territory, let it be known that it's gonna, it's like.
Let okay. her mom and dad know.
Yeah.
Let her mom know. This
is my house now.
Yo. But it's like, okay, let me, may I ask these questions? When you and Jorge were just like dating, mm-hmm. were you guys cracking it at your house or his house? Like
both, but he did live. He lived with his parents, and then my dad lived with me.
Oh, see, but it was like, but did keep it a bug? Was it like a little more like, yeah, cracking at my?
It felt very high school, and I'm glad we're out of that.
Oh, okay, well, don't you have to judge me.
I'm not judging. You. But it felt very. We're
so
like
your dad still
dating,
with you,
like
still
we're
school?
Like 29, and we're dating, and it's like. What?
Is it still high school if your dad lives? No, because now your dad lives with you.
Yeah,
guys.
Like I pay everything. And granted, he probably paid for everything at that time for his parents. So
yeah.
They lived with him. But that was like their spot.
Damn, that shit. Yeah, Vic, you got to explore a little bit, Pops.
His parents didn't pay half?
Get your shit off. Get your shit off, bitch, because when it's my turn.
His parents didn't pay half? Dad, let these sick right now.
I'm going to help you sleep.
Oh, no. Let the remember this way, not this way.
Yeah, I know.
And she always makes sure to tell us. Episode 99, though. You guys, we're
That's
back.
Right.
Episode 99, welcome.
Welcome.
We're episode 100. I know I have to plan for the next episode just starting already because it's 100 episodes.
Yeah,
it's a big
thing.
That's
a big deal.
100 episodes of Brown Bag.
Sheesh. Should we come butt naked?
Brown
not
bag
like
100.
Literally butt naked, but like let's just do the Chonies vibes.
Oh.
Let Tika wear a dress.
You just want to show up.
Just want to show up.
I mean, you can do
it. I can wear
a
dress like... that see-through is crazy. Because that's worse than chonies.
You don't wear nothing under dresses?
But what is like the significance behind the like 100?
Summer.
Is it like my dick and two balls makes 100 or what? Like
that too.
Unless your balls are on the side.
I can make.
How'd you get
the
pizza
side?
From the Frank? What movie there? Is that?
There's something about Mary. Yeah. How'd you get the Frank over the beans or whatever?
No, the Frank is all over the beans. How'd you get the beans over the Frank?
That's
you don't get it?
He right?
Like zipped his shit up crazy or something happened.
He got his balls caught in the zipper.
Yeah, this is not going good for the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was over his dick.
Have you ever injured your private part?
Have I ever injured my private part? No, not badly. No. No. Like a little like, ah. Like, you know, that was like too much, but.
I feel like you have a story, so go ahead and talk
One time I had like a super panic attack. I was taking a piss by a tree. Like late nights where I think me and Homie were painting, and there was a black widow, dude. And I saw a black widow, but I was peeing.
Yeah,
but we were like a group of people, like they were kind of like around me. So if I would have turned around, I would have on everybody.
Oh.
So I just had to pray that the black widow didn't buy my. But I think that's like a guy's biggest fear when we're peeing in the, because you know, guys just pee anywhere.
Anywhere.
Like in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys gotta watch where you're peeing. After that, I've always been hella cautious.
Like, you should be cautious.
Or I do this like with my hat. Like I'll just slap the corner I'm about to pee and just slap it really hard just to see if there's any black widow. Because if a black widow bites my.
So that's your biggest fear. Give it like a black widow biting your.
Is that not yours?
You guys, I've never thought about that scenario. We're only 6 minutes in and look at all the stuff we've talked.
Yeah, I've never had that scenario run through my mind.
I know, but the first 10 minutes have to be clean.
I get what you're saying. Okay, all right. Let's clean it up. All right, so the other day I had like a proud father-son moment.
Okay,
where
talk about
Lil Vic had to pee, and we were at the gas station, and they didn't have a bathroom at that gas station. So I was like, all right, mijo, this is what we're going to do.
Big daddy vibes?
Yeah, I was like, all right, we got to walk over here. You're going to pee in the corner right here. And like, I'm going to block you. Don't worry. I got your back. And he's just like, thanks, Dad. Oh, he just had to pee so bad. And then after, he's like, thank you very much, Dad. Thank you. I had to pee really bad.
Thank you for being there.
But it was like the first time that like I gave him the okay to like pee in public. And I hope he doesn't take that and like run with it.
He's going
to
run with it.
But like, you know, it was just one of those things.
I think that's a great dad moment because it's like, yeah, it's boy shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah.
I'm like, don't tell your mom. Like, you know? One of those things. Like,
I wonder if his mom would get mad?
No, not mad. It's just like, it's between us. You know?
Yeah,
it's
like boy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think Jorge lets the boys pee outside?
There's like this thing, like it's a cup thing with like a little snout that it's meant for that. Like, so if they're on long drives, because they're both in like underwear now.
Yeah.
That you could pull it out and literally.
Check.
Dude, I had,
but just keep that cup separate.
Yeah,
keep it separate. Keep it separate.
Yeah, I had Lil Vic pee in a Gatorade cup one time. Yeah. It was like,
gotta do what you gotta do.
Gotta keep it steady so he doesn't get piss all over my seats. You know,
for real. And then at that point, just be thankful you had something. Because had you not, it'd be wild out here.
Yeah, luckily I don't clean out my car. Luckily,
you're so stupid.
That's sick, dude. I was at the homies. The homie Slick's birthday party, right?
Thanks.
Super.
Who's that? Who's that?
The homie Slick. He like they grew up with
Snake?
Dinner. And Slick. All super
happy
gang members.
Late
right? Yeah, happy late birthday, Slick.
Snake.
So I pull up, right?
Slick.
And I pull up, and dude, there's a baby. I see like I got super duper flashbacks. The homie's baby. I mean. The homie, he had his baby like in a cariola. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But it's like all he was kicking. Everybody can, you know, it's like very intimate, you know, all friends.
Yeah.
And the baby sleeping.
Yeah. Oh, they have it in a cariola.
I sent the photo and it's right here. I'm gonna send it. Yes. I sent it on the group chat, but boom. Dude, and I was like, dude, this shit brought back so many. Cause I remember one of the first conversations we ever had is how we sleep as Mexicans at parties.
Yep. Yes.
And this was the perfect example where like the baby's too much of a newborn to where you just can't go leave it in the couch somewhere.
Nice. Yeah.
Like upstairs at the house. So I gotta be close to you, but comfortable. Food, they had it covered up, connected to the chair.
Yeah.
The chair's arrentada. It has a number in the back of whoever you rented from. Bro, it was the funniest shit ever. But I was like, dude, this is some real Latino shit.
Yeah. And shout out like, to that baby. What's
shout
that
out that baby.
Name?
I don't know the baby's name.
Oh.
But shout out the baby because it was baby. Like, I was like,
That's common.
I'm like, even like young Latinas, they.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm like, for even young Latinas, they follow traditions.
Yes.
It's like a tradition thing. Like. I'm pretty sure probably with Jorjito, you probably hold him if they knock out at a party. But yeah. like when the day comes, they're going to put him in a group of chairs. Just put them together.
Put it together. Yes. Have them sleep.
And I'm
that's
like,
that's the next
dude.
Evolution. First it's the cariola, and then after that it's like
the
put
chairs.
A bunch
two
of chairs. Chairs, lay them out.
Yeah, because I feel like once they're like after four, you can kind of just put them upstairs to go to sleep. If they wake up, they'll cry. You just go get them.
Yeah.
But like newborns, you can't do that, right?
You
so, you know.
They have to be by you.
You kind of got to like knock them out by you. I was like, dude.
Sam, are you getting ready?
No.
Looks like you're getting
sounds
ready.
Like hype.
Like that stuff is getting you
sounds
excited.
Like
it's weird.
Yeah, you're hyped for this.
Yeah.
I'm hyped for the homie following traditions that we all feel for like we should travel.
Well, you follow that tradition?
Well, yes. If I have a baby, just know it's going to be sleeping a Casamigos here, baby rub here.
Mm.
Rubbing the head while he goes to sleep. I said it like it's a dog. Bro, shout out the babies.
What's the youngest age you'll have a baby on purpose?
Say it again.
What's the youngest age you'll have a baby on purpose?
The youngest age?
Like, it's not an accident.
Yeah. Like, obviously, it's like, okay, you can have a baby tomorrow. But, like, on purpose, like, what's the youngest age you'd purposely have a kid?
Like 14, 15.
No, like going forward, like.
Oh, I thought you meant like what age would I purposely have a kid?
And
I'm like, if I was 15, I would have had a baby at 15. Like, fuck it. Like.
You can't go back in time.
Like, I was a little confused. Damn slow, huh? Bro? Okay.
No, it's okay.
And then USD, do better. Look at me. What does pokey mean?
Dude knows looking at my food like, can I touch it?
Yeah. Is this the shit you ordered last time?
No, this one's different. Hey, this one's different.
Dude always wants to see everybody's food.
Whenever I'm eating this, this thing of power.
It's not the same.
It's not the same when you put the fruit down too? Anyway.
Maybe. Oh. And sorry, I apologize beforehand for eating. We just are doing the podcast at 12 now.
I could have a baby at, I think like 25.
Okay.
So that's cool, right?
A couple years.
But yeah. Like, I tell myself, like, if I'm going to have a baby, like, I need to get the fuck out of my mom's. Like, my mom's 49, right? Like, she's not like, but like, my mom's getting to the age where, like, I don't feel like if I have a, like if my bitty... whoever my biddies at the moment or whoever I have a kid with, like, and they come live with me and my mom is like, all right, mom, you deserve it. You know, like, just do your thing. But,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I don't know.
Or just a bigger house because cool. You can still live with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your house. Just having more space.
So the other day I was, like, laying down and it was, like, middle of the night and I think I was doing that and she just walked by to go to the bathroom and I was like, yeah, I don't think I ever want to get rid of you.
I'm like, thank God.
I'm like, you just do so much, and it's like, fuck. And I'm like, just fuck it, come with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm cool with that. But then also, I think like my mom wants to maybe get it cracking, and
You have to ask her.
Like, if someone wants to get it cracking, I'm
or maybe have Letty to ask her. I don't know, because it's kind of awkward. Or
back
your sister.
House fool. Get in a house and have her in the back house.
Whoa.
Hey, you want to jump this fool? Because the way he's acting, the way he's acting this podcast?
Yo.
Fucking intrusive thoughts over there.
And my mom wants to get from the back. That's her problem. Jose, not mine. Okay, in the back house, I guess. That's okay. She's an adult. But, like, I don't want to see it, hear it, or think about it. I don't fuck Jose, you sick fuck.
When do you think you'll move?
You know what? This year, like, this guy. This was sick, huh? I think we're a sick man right here.
Your mom sucks your dad's dick. Yep.
Jose, you have a dad?
Licks the gooch, all that, of your dad. Yeah.
Oh. No!
Yo, crazy. You come for us, I'm gonna come back.
Oh my God.
Come, literally.
Pause.
Oh shit.
Yeah, the back house. Fuck, I can't even say back house anymore. Fuck, you know, shit, you know.
Pool house, say pool house.
She's getting cracked in the pool? No, but yeah, I don't know, yeah. When do you think I'm gonna get out? That's what I'm telling you, I don't think I'm gonna ever get out.
No.
Or like move with her, like when I think
bigger house.
Yeah, I think it's, I tried to convince her last year and she was like, it's cause where she works is like super beneficial where we live right now.
Mm.
So I feel it, but once she learns how to drive in the freeway, which I give it a couple months, like maybe up to a year. I told her, I was like, by 50, if you could drive in the freeway, I'm like, we'll sell that car and then I'll just get you a new one. Like, nice. I'll put, like, most of it, and then you just, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and she was like, oh, by 50. And I was like, yeah, because you're like, you know, you want to be a boss, old lady. You feel me? Like, you want to be something pretty cool.
True. When I was learning how to drive, I took an accidental turn into the freeway, and I was like, oh, fuck. And then, like, once you're in, you got to commit.
Hey, survival mode. That first adrenaline rush when you hit the freeway?
That shit was crazy.
Crazy, right?
It felt like fish, like a school of fish, and then you're like, like, but it was even worse, like not knowing what I was fucking getting into until I already made the turn. It was crazy.
And you had to speed up. Mm-hmm. So you just like.
And then back then, like 40 miles an hour feels like 100 miles an hour. Because you've never been in a car
I'd be
like
mad
driving
at 40.
It.
I'd be like, oh, brother.
I know.
I'd just be mad at. You know what's crazy though? Most girls don't really drive. Letty drives pretty fast. Like Letty's like a.
I'm a great driver.
You know what's. Vic drives so slow.
Oh, yeah. Most of the time, I just be cruising.
And then he's always, like, replying to an email or, like, bumping new music that I've never heard of.
Yeah.
I'm like, Vic.
I be taking my time. Especially when I have people in the car. When I'm by myself, I drive like a maniac.
I know you're not talking with the way you double parked today outside.
On God.
I just thought there was parking on the side.
And I was then about made, to call him too.
Yeah, and then made Vic go outside to correct your mistake.
You know when it's like your homie's parking, you just park however?
Yeah.
It's kind of how I felt when I was parking.
I was going to park next to you, and then I realized that you fucked up the whole parking, the
he
both
fucked
spots.
Up the whole
so I was
parking
like,
spot.
Okay, I'm just go to the other one.
Okay, well, assholes, sometimes people make mistakes sometimes. And that was my mistake today, the double parking.
That was wild. That was a wild mistake.
But I am a good reverser.
Yeah.
No cap. Because of the way my parking is set up, that I just... I'm not really good. So my homies make me reverse.
Oh, you are because it's a fucking mission to get in and out of his parking spot.
And I taught myself how to do it. Like for even
I've
driving.
I've had to fucking back out of there like fucking
it takes a long
8
time.
In the morning.
She met one size. You're walking to my neighbor was like, who's that? She met one size.
Why?
He's a piece of. Because
I left my car at his house one time, like overnight.
I had to double park outside because I'm going to go be a fucking pisson. I want to go be a pisson. I want to go be a pitudo. Right?
Good times.
Good
man,
times. You miss those days? Oh, shit.
No.
No.
He just does it to his name.
People don't even know what I did yesterday, Wayne.
What?
All right.
We're talking about.
We got a lot of recapping.
Gotta recap. Okay, let's do the weekend.
Start at Friday.
Friday. The writable thing. Yeah, it was fun. It was a vibe. Where were you, asshole?
Okay, first of all, I didn't appreciate you telling everybody that you're going to quit Brown Bag.
I was joking. You guys snitch a lot, bro. You guys are such bitches. And I was saying it in their ear, and nobody was hearing. Who told you?
We thought it was hilarious.
You told Red Bull you're quitting Brown Bag.
No, I didn't.
They asked for a statement.
Shut the fuck up.
So why are you quitting Brown Bag?
Because Letty didn't show up to my Red Bull event.
Oh my god.
How was Jurassic Park though?
Yeah, that's I had to do that with the boys.
It's okay.
And that was the first day, and that's the day they wanted me there so they could promote it for the other days.
That shit looks sick though.
I feel like Letty never said she was going though. Like respectfully, not like fuck what that thing. No, when did she, when did she like I don't know, she never tell me like I'm gonna see you there.
She can't get mad that I send the invitation a couple hours late and then doesn't come.
What do you mean?
Because she was like, you send him my fucking husband and not me? I'm like, Letty, you got it at 8 in the morning. He got it at 3 a.m.
And we were even planning to go from the thing because it ended like at 9:30, but we would have got there at 10, and I know that you had to leave.
I left like literally. I didn't even say. I was like, and it just like ran out. But it was cool. It was a vibe. Honestly, I think for it being the first one, it was like, I think like moving on like for next because I wanted to make it like a yearly thing.
Yeah,
like. When people got there, the sticky things came late. So I wanted everybody to have, like, what company or what did they do independently. Yeah. So you could, like...
Why'd they come late? Who's in charge of them?
No. Nah, actually, on time. He was there before me. Wow. I forgot who I had to bring him, but...
Make sure. Just make sure. I'm here for you.
But yeah, I had a great time. I had a great time.
but
okay, did you?
No, I had a great time.
Okay, because it looked like super mad fucking Laura Casa La Vida Real, Jose Luis, Sin Censura was about to happen. Yeah.
No, it was chill. It was chill.
You invited the ex and the cousin.
I know. I warned Red Bull. They had security. Like, they had undercover security waiting for them.
That's the tea that I've been wanting to hear. I'm glad you got there.
No,
it's just more of the tea.
Yeah, no, yeah. So it was cool. I introduced a lot of people that I felt like. That now that they met each other, like, I'm like, oh, that shit. Like, even, like, the homegirl, Bernice, she has a thing called From the Streets to the Set where, like, a lot of, Latino,
that's
Chicano
gang members.
That's
how you got into acting first.
Yeah, she connected with Red Bull, and they're like, oh, we do a lot of these things. And then a couple different people. It was just cool to just connect people, whether it was from the smallest to the upcoming to the, maybe something that I don't really, like, fuck with, but... I know somebody else will fuck with, but they're still my homies. Like, I connected them.
Yeah.
The homie from Paisa Boys couldn't make it, but he sent one of his homies. And I introduced him to a different couple people. Shout out Paisa Boys, by the way.
Yep.
And, like, it was just a bunch of different people. And I was like, yeah, this shit was sick. And I had the homie Bailey. Pro Club was there doing, like,
Airbrush.
Airbrush.
The airbrush shit. Everybody was getting t-shirts and shit. So it was a vibe. And they got rid of all the t-shirts, so that was cool.
Yeah, I was late. Oh. I was late to it.
You were late to it? And you were there pretty on time. And I'm a Prius Poppy.
Oh yeah, he was
talk
there.
About it.
Yeah, that fool's a kid, way. And he's a groomer. I just want to put it out there
a
that
groomer,
dude. Like
he's younger than you, Angie. He's the same age as
me. Does he not look like a baby?
baby.
Dude, like, my sister was there. She's like, oh, my God, that's Prius Bobby. I was like, yeah. He's like, that fool looks like a kid. My sister was
and
like,
for
dude.
All of our Angie Admirers, that's your club name, by the way.
Yeah.
Angie Admirer, and then put number, whatever number you are.
Double A's?
Double A. I love double A batteries over here. Just so you know, like, we all have all now at this point met her man.
Nice. He looks like a really nice guy.
He looks like a really nice guy. You can take him.
I looked at him.
Angie Admirers, you can take him.
I looked at him and I was like, Angie's a groomer. Angie's new name is.
No.
Whoa.
What do you think? No.
All right, Joe Biden.
That is crazy.
Okay, but no, it was cool. And then a lot of people met and it was like a good time. Vic saw both of his exes there. And I don't know how that went. I kind of like stepped away when I seen this. I was like, oh,
even though you invited them?
Yeah, I know, but I'm just
like, you invite the chaos and you're like, oh my God, what's happening?
Let me get out the way of the chaos.
Yeah, oh, I'm just going to let you guys have your moment.
I was in the cut like this.
It was pretty
like Love and Hip Hop, like, he sets the stage and then just has cameras rolling.
You know who's so burnt out about, like, funny inside jokes? Maximo. He's like, ooh, ah, ee. And he just like, and he wants to take pictures of everything.
No,
Maximo,
the most
stop taking pictures.
No, the most burnt out fool is Lechero.
Oh.
Lechero just comes to me. He's like, yeah, so you, you know, slept with any journalists lately? And I'm just like, what the fuck, dude? Like, relax. You're really loud right now.
Oh, dude. It's one of the homies. And then Vic's coming this way. Lechero's coming this way. And I was like, fake. And then they were like, and then Lechero was like, fool, stop it. But
and then Leche comes in and he's like, he starts saying off names. He's like, this person's here. This Aww. Person's here. He's like, how does it
really?
Feel? He's like, that's crazy, man. How do you feel about that? Yeah. I was like, bro, shut
Thank
the
fuck
Thank
you for up. Tuning in, Lechero.
So I was bro, like, shut but, the fuck
I
up.
Lechero. Shout out I Lechero. Love Lechero.
Yeah. Bro, but...
Yeah. Shout out Lechero.
She wasn't invited. Lechero, great fucking guy though.
Yeah. Great guy.
Shout out Lechero.
Hey, but Vic, when Vic was walking, we were crossing across the event, and then Vic's about to cross one of them. He's like tapping me, like
he's coming. And then nothing
okay.
happened.
The way fate would happen.
No, you're such a weenie because you bragged 2 weeks. Like I'm gonna bring my girl. It don't really matter. Your girl did not come. You came with Big Swift.
Yeah,
your girl should have came.
For what?
What do you mean?
She's a podcaster.
She doesn't really do podcasts like that.
That's but why I thought, you met her.
But she's not like on mic like that. Only the two dudes.
Maximo's not on mic like that. Jose, Irene.
Only the two dudes. They didn't bring their whole squad.
It's so like, good. Send me this.
Yeah,
like Dusko and
Dusko,
Dylan came.
Dusko and Dylan, great guys.
Yeah, they came. Just them two. They didn't bring their whole squad.
Because you were supposed to bring one of them.
Nah, I got a plus one only. I took it
I
very
bring
seriously.
Swift?
Yes.
What does he do?
He's a rapper.
And a comedian.
Yes. Facts. No, it was good. It was beneficial for him to be there.
It would have been beneficial for her to be there. Just put
but
that.
She doesn't
that
care
out there.
About that world like that. Okay. Like, she's not trying to get into podcasts. Honestly, I didn't think it was like appropriate to bring my girl there.
What's her goal?
I don't know. Just like be with me.
Be with me.
You're Jonah Hilling right now. The way you met her, you wanna.
She achieved her goal. What do you mean?
Did you give her boundaries?
No.
That if she wants to be with you, she can't be the podcast.
No.
What's it called when you reach like a limit? Like they say with the
quota.
No. When
the ceiling.
Yeah, she sealed.
She hit the ceiling?
She hit the ceiling. Like, you know, for ceiling. Basketball players, they're like, yeah, he sealed already. It's done for. No more improvement.
I'm the ceiling.
My God.
Bro, but it was, but yeah, I was there crossing paths, and I was like, how is this going to go? It was so professional. Hi.
No.
No, I wasn't like that. No, the way fate would have it, this is what happened. No, this is exactly what happened. We're crossing. I'm about to pass because I got to go to the bathroom. And then I see Dusko, who's a Toast to Life podcast,
which
my girl's on. And then standing right next
to her. Which my girl's on it. Now she's not on a podcast anymore.
I'm providing context. And then Jamaica right in front. They're literally right next to each other. So, like, I just kept it super casual, you know?
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Said what's up to him, said what's up to her, and then just kept it pushing.
Was it like a side hug or like this?
Mm. Yeah, just a little, what's up?
Not like at the Jakarta listening? Or you guys were singing My Boo to each other?
No, not like that.
Such a great video. Me and the homies sent it to them. Dude, you know, like, whenever...
We're cutting all of this because we're not getting him.
No,
it's fine. Yeah, wait, I didn't do anything wrong.
But,
I had a clean conscience the whole time.
Have you seen whenever I go like on my, I'm like, when I'm bored on my story, I just post a bunch of old shit.
Yeah.
And then I posted a picture of you. Do you know that's a sick ass picture? We got to frame that where you have Vic looking at the virgencita. I have that on my phone.
My booty.
Yeah, everybody was like, yeah, Leti's ass. What about her tits? I was like, dude, the virgencita's there. I was going
to
repost.
The virgencita wanted to see
I was going to repost the throwback. And it's Vic singing up, but I was like, ah, nah, nah,
oh,
nah.
Oh, that
nah.
video?
Dude, it's such a fucking
fun. It's such a good video.
Me and the homies in the tour group chat would be like, this is how we want to be one day.
It's always in one person that will love.
And then when Vic sings, he'd be like, come from under. But no, it was cool. And shout out Red Bull. They kind of like just let me do my thing.
Yeah.
And everybody had a good time. And I was like, damn, this would be sick to like take somewhere else.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe go to Houston.
You know what I want
to
do, remember?
Yeah. And that's something that I'm a, that's sick too. We'll talk about it.
Two Bit was cool, but they were like kind of burnt out for making you pay at the entrance.
No, you know, it's crazy that they did that because the thing was there. The list was there.
So yeah, they charged
it was like,
they charged you?
Yeah.
They didn't charge me.
Bro, they charged me.
What did they charge you for?
Yeah.
Get inside.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
I just...
It wasn't the venue, by the way.
I don't know. I walked in. You. They're like, yeah, you're on the list.
Yeah, but you're 2 days late.
We're going to stop.
I gave my name, and then they're like, "Yo, we see your name." They're like, $35 entrance, please. And I'm like,
"No, they didn't pay."
I know I'm a fucking idiot for listening to that.
You said it,
but I was like, "That's scandalous!" Like of the venue, not Red Bull or anything. Red Bull, shout out to them, but 2 Bit.
No,
I'm on your ass.
There's probably miscommunication because they didn't pay. That's crazy.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was cool. It was cool.
That was my only complaint. But besides that, it was great at time. And I stayed fucking late. I stayed like till like 12, 1 in the morning, just fucking chopping it up with Chef Adrian and the Coyotes.
It was cool.
Cool.
Yeah. I was like, hey, this guy, best chef I know.
Yeah.
Meet each other.
Yeah.
Who and who?
Just I was everybody.
Oh,
I was just introducing everybody.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah. That's dope.
And the girl from the valley, I want you to meet her.
I love Chef Adrian because he's so tall.
Yeah.
Like, you can't
he's tall as hell.
Tall ass fool.
He's super cool.
But
damn,
yeah.
And he don't go out. That's dope that he
I know.
Was out.
Yeah, I told that fool, I'm like, hey, you don't have to cook today. He's like, nah, I left early. I was that's like, sick. But yeah. I feel like people at first were like, you know, fools be thinking they're too cool. I'm like, bro, the point for is for you guys to meet each other. Like,
yeah.
Have to get on the mic and be like, hey, motherfuckers, walk around.
Yeah, I caught
dude,
myself.
I have to I'm tell like, you what happened when I met Josh. I met Josh this week.
Okay, yeah, tell
me. We're on Friday. That's Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. And then, but I'm like, fool, you fools, go meet each other. Like,
yeah.
I told Vic, like, Vic, you're with Shift all the time.
Yeah.
Leave him alone. Yeah. Go meet people.
I was in the cut for a while.
But it was, everybody was like that. I feel like everybody was like, too. Like, I'm like, no, Dick, the point is for you fools to go interact.
Yeah.
You never know where you're going to meet. There were a lot of people that I didn't know even did certain things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's sick. I'm like, so it was successful. Red Bull really liked it. And then sadly,
who from the valley did you want me to meet?
This girl. What's her IG? Brie? Her TikTok. Yeah.
Me?
Yeah. Bro, she does like this little 1 minute documentaries.
Yeah,
and I'm like, and she does LA shit, but she does a lot of Valley based shit because she's from the Valley. Bro.
She is Brit.
Bro, sick as fuck. And I'm like, dude, her and that dude do like a sick little episode. She does her TikToks and it's like sick little episode. And I'm like, dude, that's some bro. Like, it's like creative in her own way. And I'm like, dude. And I found her on TikTok.
That's dope. And you just said, hey, come to my party?
I fucking just, yeah, I went to her gram.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, because she didn't post on her gram. So I was like, what if it's not the same gram, you know?
Right.
And I was like, hey, come, I have this event. I would want you to meet some people.
And she was down.
And she was like, yeah, I put it up. And I was like, and it's cool to see people that don't really show their face.
Yeah.
And like, you meet them in person and they're like, and I'm like, oh, you know who's really known?
Who?
Maximo.
Bro, why does everybody know this fool?
Because he gets around.
He's worked forever with
I've
everybody.
I've worked a very long time.
No, like people are like,
seven jobs.
Yeah.
You look like a shrimp. Like if you look at a shrimp head, like it looks like Maximo. Just look at us.
Maximo.
Like, I look like a lot of shit.
Think of the, think right of the shrimp
like
head.
You look like Conker. You have long hair. Doesn't Conker look like everybody? Dude, Maximo and Conker have the face where you can
you
put on
that
different.
You guys could be brothers.
Dude.
Fuck it.
You could be him at the It's All a Blur tour. Okay, so yeah, shout out to the girl from the valley. I'm actually gonna start working with Encrypt on something we got.
Ooh,
she's sick too. Encrypt. Oh, Encrypt pulled up.
I didn't see her.
Yeah, I didn't see her.
Well, you were with Swift, smoking blunt, getting all kicked out.
Yeah, you don't go to like a networking event and stay with your one friend that you took there.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, that was me like the first hour, but then I like
she started maneuvering and shit like that.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, then, so I went to, that Friday, I went to the Jurassic
Park. Jurassic Park thing.
We talked about that already. It was really fucking cool. Those shits look like real life. It was the boys had a blast.
Honda Center.
They have at Crypto now, but it was at Honda the first couple days.
Okay.
It was really cool. And it's just like some kid shit. I'm just like, oh, this is dope, like, for your inner child. I love Jurassic World. Nothing beats Jurassic anything. We've talked about this.
I never got into those movies.
Never? None of them?
Because I'm super Harry Potter'd out. Like, like instead of Jurassic Park.
I feel
Parking,
like it's so different.
Yeah, it's different.
I like at my gym, sometimes they play the movies, and I'll watch it. Like, I'll stay in there an extra 20 minutes just sweating my balls out because the fucking dinosaur's about to eat the human.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. That was cool. What'd you do on Friday? Oh, here.
Yeah.
Saturday. Let's talk about Saturday.
Saturday
was a day.
Se la pizza.
I had a good fucking time at Fuerza Regida.
Yeah.
Great fucking performer.
Hell yeah. Shout out Jimmy.
Before it even all started, it was so funny. Oh, yeah. Shout out Jimmy. We got the chance to talk to J.O.P., and I hit up Jimmy for that, and he, like, made it happen. And shout out to Jimmy for that, because he got on the phone with Maximo. And then was like, hey, let me know who wants to come through. I'll hook you guys up with, like, good seats and backstage. It was just fucking awesome. Like,
cool ass fool.
Yeah. Cool ass fool. And, like, real, like, we're recognizing what he's doing. He's recognizing what we're doing. It's, like, all around, right? And then you're working with him on the movie, no?
Also, after the event, I had to, it sucks because you want to celebrate something like that, but okay. I'm on set for, like, till 5 in the morning.
Wow. Damn.
And I was like, dude, and I wasn't complaining, but I was just, like, throwing a fit at some point because they weren't getting it together with clothing. And I wear like wardrobe, and that's nothing to do. It's just sometimes miscommunications. And then one of the producers is like, hey, fool, he's like, you do a great job. He's like, but just know when you go to like these big time movies, you're gonna sit around for hours.
Facts.
Yeah. And he's like, but that check in the end is gonna be worth it. I'm like, you're right.
That's what like just shut acting the fuck up. Is, I've heard, is like a lot of sitting around.
It's shit, bro. And then I'm getting
you better
used
start
to
liking a place Sudoku or something.
Yeah.
You know what?
Minecraft. Like something to pass time. Yeah.
But also, like, when it's like, you're not like at that level. You gotta like sit in a chair, in a regular chair for like hours. Mm-hmm. But like Kevin Hart goes into a trailer that has like a butler, brand new massage,
Xbox 360.
But you know, it's all worth it for the angle.
Yeah.
But yeah, amazing time. But Fuerza Regida.
Yeah. So
great
time. It was great. When me and Angie were going to our seats. Oh, first of all, so we meet up with Vic and his girl.
Yeah.
Before we go in, and then we're going through the metal detectors, and it's the funniest shit in the world, dog. Because I just see them stop Vic's girl, like, about her purse. And it was a purse. It was a purse. These are the venues where you can only bring in, like, a small little wallet
or a see-through purse. Yeah.
And she didn't have... And I knew, because I knew what it took to even get there. We had to walk around and parking.
Oh, hey.
All types
horrible,
of stuff.
Terrible.
Yeah. Super horrible parking. And then we're like, damn, Vic has to walk back to his car. So tell us what happened.
I was getting so pissed. You know when, like, you didn't do anything wrong and you're still
girl
getting
shit.
Punished? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're just like, fuck, dude. Now I hear they just got on stage and I'm just like, fuck.
Oh, because you could hear it in the background and all of that.
And we're about to go in.
It
so
was super
like,
clean too, super easy. Just walk in and boom. But no, he couldn't.
So, and then I had to, like, go back to... there's like a place to like check in like
your purse,
right? Mm-hmm. So we could go there, but it was also a long line. And then what I was thinking was like, nah, but this isn't that bad. But after to try to get your purse, like in line with all the girls that didn't bring their shit or like have a small enough purse, I was starting to get mad. I was like, fuck, dude. Like, I was just, so many thoughts were just going through my head. I was just so annoyed.
It was a warm night too. It was just like, you know, and it just amplifies everything.
Yeah, I was like, fuck. So, and then we were walking to the line.
So I know that feeling, bro.
Yeah, we're walking to the line and then some drunk girls run into me. And then like, they're like, just put that shit in your fucking pants, homie. And then I was just like, what the fuck? And I was like, wait, actually, that's not a bad idea. Yeah. So and then I just shove her purse down my pants and then we just go in.
Amazing.
Did it smell like Gucci after?
Gucci.
Gucci.
Gucci Espanos.
Okay.
That
now,
was
let me
so
say my
cute.
Part.
Yeah.
So me and the homies are trying to find the seats. Shout out Jimmy because I texted him like 3 hours before the concert.
Damn, what a dick.
I'm what a dick. Oh. But he came through.
Yeah.
And he happened to give us the same role.
Yeah.
So like coincidentally, right? So I pull up and then I look at Letty's like, what's up?
Yeah. You know, he's looking for his role. Like, he's like, and then I'm like, let me see your ticket. And I said, hi, Dino. I'm like, let me see your ticket. And I was like, we're in the same role. Let's just go.
And then we go. And then you guys, the best part comes up. So we're getting there. Brownback fans are coming up to us.
Left and right.
Boom, 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 boom.
People are already drunk.
Yeah. And then we happened to, that row we were in, it was all Brownback fans around us.
Yeah.
Bro, so we get to the row, right? And we, they do, Oh, they do. Radicamos in El Centro. We saw it there. Yeah. And Leti was like, I'm like, Leti, this is the song that I was like, kind of, and I was fucking going crazy. Everybody was going crazy. And Denner sparks a blunt. You know, typical Denner shit. Yeah, yeah. Like, these fools can't do nothing without blunts. I don't know why it's so frustrating. They want to stop by a liquor store. Is the worst in the world. I'm sorry. Like, are you afraid of
it? Yeah, yes.
Oh, dude, shut the blunt, go. And they're like, can we stop by? And weed smokers, it is true. They're just so calm about everything. Mm-hmm. But it's terrible.
For non-weed smokers.
Yeah, so these fools are smoking, right? And we try to convince them to pass it to Angie. Angie's like, no, no, no. And I'm like, Angie, hit the blunt, fool. She's like, no. And I let these, like,
somehow,
hit it.
Somehow, me and Angie got separated. We're together. But, like, then it was me and you. And then Angie was in the back, like, after dinner, after
Pee.
It's Angie. So I'm like, where's Angie? And I just see her, like, poking her head through. And then I see Denner with his blunt. And then they're like, let's get Angie to smoke.
But the smoke's going out to Angie?
Oh, it's all to Angie. Like,
so Angie's just like, and Angie's vibing. And then I'm like, and then I don't know how, I got blacked out because I started singing Radicamos. And out of nowhere, Leti has the blunt.
I don't even know how I got it.
For like three, four,
I know you guys were telling me to take it.
And then out of nowhere, I just see Leti go... And then everybody around us is fat, so they're like, yeah. And then
I blew the smoke, and everybody's like, yeah.
And think about it, Radicamos de salsa. And then the crowd just said, everybody just like, you know what, like the littlest thing just hypes up everybody?
Yeah.
Because, dude, and then let the blunt, bro, that food, this food, Denner got on, Denner's already like 6 foot. Yeah. We're in a Mexican concert, so Denner's a pretty tall man compared to everybody else.
He's taller than all of us.
This food gets on the chair and just starts jumping. Leti!
I love Denner.
And that were just, and Leti got high.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, because he was like, hey, Leti, you don't know what you just smoked. That shit's gonna fuck you
That's
up.
That's a rumor. His brother-in-law smokes like real, like, you know, there's like weed smokers and then there's like weed smokers. That fool smokes that shit.
Yeah.
But do you get a little faded after?
For sure. And then me and Angie left to get alcohol, but also to step away from that area because it was so jam-packed.
Yeah.
In the front, there was like no order, like no usher at all. And literally, if you
the
had
the rolls
floor
are all
seats,
twekles too. They're all like this.
They're like seat. Like they're like fold-out chairs, so they're just going to move around, right? And so if you just get floor seats, you're going to make your way down there and like just crunch everything. So me and Angie went to go drink. And shout out to Anthony from Golden Boy because he had also given me seats. And they were like in the 100 section.
Yeah.
So we went to get our drinks and we partied there. And it was really good because you could actually like breathe. And
That's funny. Yeah. At that same time that you left, like we must have shown up like right after.
Yeah.
Literally, yeah. So that's when me and my girl walked in and then we ran into them because we're in the same row. I was like, oh, shit, that's my row. So, and then I said, what's up to everybody? We're there for like, I don't know, 5-10 minutes.
We saw a
couple songs.
They did El Dinero Los Cambio, and then we left. Mm-hmm. And we're like, let's go to the cut.
Yeah.
That's so smart.
And Denner and fucking PR sneaky motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, this food Denner everywhere. He just knows how to finesse.
Yeah.
He's a good finesser. And we were in the cut. We met a lot of Brownback fans. And we met gang members.
Oh.
Oh yeah, we definitely
shout out Cowboy from
Venice. Gang members?
Yeah, cool gang members.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Because we love cholos here on Broadback Podcast.
Yeah, yeah, facts.
Hey, great cholo community.
Yeah.
We're your friends.
They're like, what's up, fools? We're from Venice.
Yeah.
And I was like, nice to meet you. He's like, we fuck with you, fools.
Did you see what they did in Venice for Espanto?
Yeah.
They surfed. They went to this outside, like paddle boarding and surfing.
That shit looks so fire. They brought a bunch of cars out too.
Ghetto by the sea, baby.
Yeah. I was telling them that the fools thought I was like a tagger.
Yeah, oh, cause they were like, where are you from? And I was like, oh, they come. Whoop. And then they're like, what's up with that fool? That fool writes too, or what?
He's like, he's a writer, right? And then I'm like, oh, I said, like, I write, like, I'm a journalist.
He's a writer,
like,
yeah.
And then I go like,
I'll write you a paper, sir.
And they're like, nah, we know that fool.
Bro, you should tag journal.
Journal?
Like, JRNL.
Oh, yeah, like,
that'd be
a little, it might be a little too late. 31 might be a little too late to start writing.
It's never too late, brother.
No, well, first of all, I'm 23.
But you look 33.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, good thing you're a man.
Never seen so much dick sucking in my life from you two. You fucking Dave Chappelle over here, huh?
I'm funny.
Facts. Like, dude, I met some fool that his tiger name was So What.
Ooh, I like
so what?
That.
And I was like, dude, what the fuck?
How do you spell it? Because I know you guys always spell it.
S-O-W-U-T.
That's pretty hard.
Oh, I like that.
So what? That's true. And the $4.80 was cool. And I forgot. Oh, well, yeah, we'll talk about that.
He got he got super turned. He got drunk. I remember that, like, the last couple songs, he just kept repeating Sabor Fresa. And
Se Hace La Pizza?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, he's out of it.
Honestly.
But he was drinking the whole time, so duh.
Yeah, it was really a party. Like, he called it, like, Otra Peda. Like,
yeah.
It got to the point where he performed all his songs and that shit was fire. But then when he started performing all the classics, like, Mi Gusto Es, and, like,
Yeah.
All them shits
ooh,
was
when
like,
they did Mi Gusto Es and they went around like their homies saying, ¿Cuál es tu gusto? Or whatever.
That shit was fire. Like, that's when it turned into like a real, real party and everybody was just partying. Mm-hmm. The crowd just got so much like more alive and shit. It was,
what's the Alegre? What is it called?
Muchacho Alegre.
When he did Muchacho Alegre?
With the banda.
Yeah. So it's going on and then I'm like, Angie, what song is this? And she's like, Leti, you guys came out to this at the fucking live show. Oh, shit, yeah. And she's like, is it Juan Sebastian?
Yeah.
He's the original.
Remix. No, but he has a remix of Muchacho.
Muchacho Alegre. I mean, Muchacho Triste.
Muchacho Triste. For real? I've never heard that.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Damn, that's... And it's crazy that there was two concerts going on in the city.
At the same time.
Yeah. 1 mile away from each other.
Probably Eslabon
two.
Armado.
Eslabon.
Máximo. How was Eslabon Armado?
It was pretty lit. You know, it's different from...
That was more of a TikToker?
No, event? It's like...
Yeah, it was.
Like
I'm a TikToker. I'm over there.
How were you? Tell her your seats. The seats were not that great, but...
I'm like, where are your seats? Honestly? He's like, I could touch the Laker banners.
Did you get to touch the Clipper banners?
No, I didn't.
Oh, because there are none.
Got it. It was cool, man. It was lit.
Gotcha, bitch.
They performed till 12:30.
Till 12:30?
Yeah.
Performed.
Did they bring out anybody?
They brought out Ivan Cornejo.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And Danny Lux.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So
well, because they have two bangers with both of them.
Yeah, super bangers with them. So it was cool. And then I actually like went down and snuck into the floor, but it was so packed there was no seats like sliding.
Yeah, I feel it.
And it's not like Fuerza Regida because that's where everyone's just all over.
It's so big, yeah.
This
yeah.
one is more like everyone's chilling in their spot because it's like there's slow songs.
No,
spot,
and there's not an about it because it's like one.
And for our next number. And for our next number. Like, it's very organized.
Yeah. And keep in mind also that Eslabon has a younger crowd.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're based a lot of like... You know, they're young. They're like, you know, so they're going to attract young. Like, if
they can't even drink yet.
They even said they don't really
21.
Like to party
They celebrated
that
his birthday.
Pedro? No way.
Pedro?
Yeah.
But Pedro? They don't seem like they like to party that hard.
So started drinking at 21?
Nah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know, but.
Tequila.
Yeah, well.
He has tomado tequila on the album.
Nah, that was their shit. I feel it, though.
Yeah, nah.
I'm sad that I missed it, but.
I would want to go to the San Diego date for sure.
We're planning on going to the
San Diego date.
You down?
Yeah.
Yes or no? Are you down or not?
Yes.
Okay.
San Diego date. That's
shout
what
out
I'm
to Bruce doing. From Del Records. He's told us like, let me know who and how many, and I got you.
Del Records.
Yeah.
Nah, but you guys ran into a gang of people, huh?
Hold on. Let's go back to Eslabon real quick.
Okay.
Tell us about the girls that were crying.
Oh, that was hilarious! Mm-hmm. I was sitting next to these girls. And, like, they would snap in and out of crying. And she'd be like,
what?
And I'd look over and I kind of want to laugh, but I didn't because she'd be, like, deep in her emotion.
That's...
And then, like, she'd get back up and start dancing. And then she looked over at us. She's like, you guys ain't heartbroken?
To her and like, to him and his girl.
Yeah, hilarious. Like, you guys just, come on. At least pretend. Like, they're hilarious.
See, I probably would have cried if I was at Eslabon.
They're lit.
See, the fact that they could do that shows how powerful the music is.
Yeah. Incredible. They had incredible music. And Eslabon Armado, fucking top tier dope music.
And you know what it is? He writes all his shit.
Yeah. Pedro.
Like, a lot of people. Pedro.
Yeah. That's what they call him, Pedro.
But a lot of people, like, and keep in mind, that's what a lot of girls do. People write, like, sometimes, like, the musicians, like, the fools that play the guitars, since they know strings and shit, they're really good at writing and know how to, you know, it's kind of different than just a beat. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I'm not saying it's not as difficult, but it's a little different.
Yeah. Nah, most definitely.
So I think that but he writes like, I think he wrote Ella Baila Sola. For Ella Baila Sola.
He did write that.
And I'm like, shit.
Yeah, he's a great writer, great artist.
I like
artist.
That guy. Yep. And I like Ulises too. Like the other fools in the band are fucking dope too.
One of them is his brother, right?
Yeah, that's
Brian.
The fool
with the glasses?
Brian. Yeah.
That's saying you and your brother have a super duper popping band.
Yeah.
Fucking feed them ass fools. Mm-hmm. Shout out them though.
Nah, that's it.
And Fuerza Regida.
Yeah.
Damn, that's two concerts and
but we also have to settle the score. Angie, can you pull up real quick where Maximo's at? Because people were coming at us because me and Angie chose Peso Plumes.
They were coming at you?
When we talked about how they beef Peso Plumes and JOP?
I was sleeping.
It's okay. Right here, baby girl.
It's okay. Stay there.
That still doesn't take away that if they beefed.
Oh, yeah. I still choose Peso Plumes.
Yeah, that doesn't mean like we can't talk to freaking JOP.
Yeah, I have to let the, like, I'll go to, like, if I have to choose a concert between Peso Plumes and Fuerza Regida, I'm going to go to Fuerza Regida for that vibe.
Mm-hmm. That was a great vibe.
Like, and I told you guys, like, the album that Peso Plumes, I couldn't listen to it after number 6, like I was
dead. I like that album a lot. And Peso Pluma is coming to town on Thursday, so when this drops, guess where I'll be tonight.
Woo!
Peso Plumes, baby.
We can go to both. That's the cool part about being in media. Is like, we don't have to choose a side.
Yeah, but we didn't choose sides. We chose sides in the beef, but that doesn't mean that we can't enjoy
both.
We
chose sides because we're from the ghetto and we think it's funny.
Also,
it's not that serious.
If I would have known that JOP grew up in the San Fernando Valley,
did he?
Then my answer would have changed.
Yeah, he has a bar in Por El Cinco that it says San Fernando Valley, donde me creado.
You guys, that's a song that he made for somebody.
Are you sure? Por El Cinco.
It's about Trash Bag Boys.
Oh, who's that's hard.
The homie, and he's from the San Fernando Valley.
Are you sure?
Full.
Well, I don't know.
He also did.
What? Say it.
I feel like Duno might have some insider.
He's always repping San Bernardino. He's
born and raised in San Bernardino. Yeah.
Well, Tom, hey, don't be confusing like that.
Yeah, don't be confusing, bro. Yeah. We're about to claim you.
Super
easily,
ready.
Quick.
That shows you were
confused. Yeah. Super ready to 818. Super ready to great 18 you.
Crown everything. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, he's a 909.
He's a 909. He's IE, baby. Fuck.
Yeah. I'm excited for the Peso Pluma concert, though.
Yes.
Facts.
Because I have got... We've came a long way in the short time of, like, us even finding out about him.
Yeah.
Because I legit love the new album. I love Genesis.
He's doing YouTube theater?
Yeah, mm-hmm. YouTube.
Yeah.
Such a shout out to Lena I didn't even have to hit her up. She's like, hey, you want to go? I was like, yes.
Yes, I want to go.
Yeah. Great person. Shout out to her.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Lena.
But Vic Mer...
You should be Vic's plus one, and Angie's my plus one.
Yeah, I got invited too. Oh. So I think, are we going to be together?
So you wouldn't have invited us or told us?
About what? No, you guys, I'm assuming Vic already got invited. You guys didn't tell me about Rancho Mila, that's why it's myself.
Mm.
Yeah, see?
You don't tell us.
You didn't tell me. We have the same plugs.
I know, we have all the same plugs.
I
want to sit together.
I'm down for Peso Pluma. What song are we going the craziest to?
I like Luna.
Bye! I just want to sing that part real quick.
What part?
The bye! Wait, we got to do hella TikToks.
Wait, what? Oh, you...
The last song on the album. It says, cut bye.
This is good. You guys have my spot.
Yes, I ran into...
your favorite podcast.
To my boy. To my boy.
Hey, bro. Hey, first, can I talk shit about Vic real quick?
Yeah.
I have never heard this fool say my boy at all, ever. Our interview with JOP, he says it like 7 times. Hey, my boy. Hey, my boy. Bye, my boy. Yeah, my boy. Hey, my boy. And I'm like, bro.
You know what I noticed that, like, when.
Right?
I did.
Have you guys ever heard him say my boy like that?
Dude, this
I say that
really
all the time.
Good.
That shit was crazy.
I say it all the time. I usually don't say it on air, though.
All the time? Where?
Just with the homies. I'm like, what's up, my boy? But, like.
You.
No, I don't say it on. I don't say it on the pod like that.
JLP gets on the phone. What's up, my boy? Yeah, my boy. All right, see you later, my boy. See you at that concert, my boy.
Thank you for that ticket, my boy. Hey,
it was a good time.
What you doing tomorrow, Bill, my boy?
My boy. And then he met his boy.
She's like, what happened?
Yeah, crazy. It was just the way shit happened. I was walking. I was actually trying to get out of the concert. And then Duno had already left, so I stayed there maybe another, like, 30, 45 minutes. And I was like, all right, it's time for me to head out before everybody leaves. And then I'm walking towards the exit, and then there's some big-ass fool that's like, I'm like, fuck, I got to move this fool out the way. So then I try to move him, and I'm like, yo, excuse me. As soon as he moves, Sebas is right behind him. And then we like, make eye contact.
My buddy.
We make eye contact, and we both were, like, kind of shocked, like, oh, shit. And then it was just all good energy. I can't even lie. It was just like, what's
They're
up, bro?
Great
was it was like, what's
to be
up,
terrible,
bro?
Like, take off on each other?
No. It was just like, I've never met them. We literally have legit never crossed paths.
I get what you're saying. Like, you guys know about each other?
It could have been a scenario where we just look past each other.
Yeah.
But we both were just like, what's
my
up, bro?
Boy.
You know, like, it was just like that. We embraced. It was cool. We chopped it up for a little bit.
We embraced. Y'all hugged. Cute.
Yeah, we hugged.
You guys kissed each other on the cheek when you said
hi. No. We took a couple pictures. You know, we chopped it up.
Yeah.
Exchanged numbers. And it's just like.
He's taller than.
He invited me on the pod.
You would have thought, huh?
I didn't like measure him. I didn't do like one of these.
Was he your height?
I felt like he was.
I think they're around the same. Josh is tall.
Yeah.
They're both tall.
So, it was cool. We chopped it.
Did you see Karen?
I think she was like right next to him, but it was just me and him interacting.
Salúdala, okay. Next time you see her, just what's that? Respect, love,
yeah.
Queen.
Mucho respeto.
Yeah,
mucho
respeto.
That's the queen right there.
Yeah, no, yeah, it was cool.
But then you,
yes, what happened with
wait,
you?
Wait, that's Saturday.
That's Saturday. Saturday. Oh, okay. So talk about my Saturday?
Yeah.
Dude, I got litty like a motherfucking titty. You don't even know.
What happened?
After there, that's because, like, I was like, Danner, like, I could see how Danner and P wanted to, like, enjoy the show.
Right. Yeah.
But, it, like, I was talking to Tommy about this. I'm like, dude, I feel like, you fools aren't playing security guard and you fools want to enjoy something, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, look, they played all their best songs. I feel like we should take out before it gets crazy when we leave.
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't want to leave. And I'm like, but then you complain a little bit.
Oh, why don't you just get it? The song that I really liked when they played, Pensaron que no va a lograr.
Oh, Chinito Pacas.
Yeah.
El Gordo. It's El Gordo. It's my mind right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, them fools ran out when that song played.
I love that.
That show's hard.
But yeah, they did their shit.
Why don't you just get a real security guard so you don't got to worry about the homies not?
Because like, then I feel like it looks douches. Like you feel like a douche. Like I'm such a, nah, I'm just a cool person.
Just, I know, right? But it's just but so you not. Can enjoy, bro.
I'm not a cool
you
person.
You just got to own who you are. You need security.
You do.
Because you just, then you get just, you always regret that you don't have security.
Yeah, and then you get overwhelmed because too many people come up to you. But if you had security, you wouldn't have to worry about none of that shit. Yeah.
That's and true. You guys can all enjoy like the moment together.
Yeah,
like,
and Denner homie. And PZ could just exactly. You so you don't
and
gotta
they
worry
can
about
be
shit.
Our security. You pay for it and they secure.
Okay, as a group, I feel like we should start doing some. We should do some, like some super dipshit move and just go somewhere where we know we're gonna have a lot of fans.
Yeah,
and just hire security so they can stop everybody. But Saturday I had a good time. Shout out the homie D-Lo. He invited me and my peoples. Oh, can I tell you guys about something? Wait,
what?
I'm confused.
What D-Lo? What happened with D-Lo?
Should I be mad at Poet?
Why? No, for going on air with us? You did great, by the way.
No, not for going on air with us. Dude, I saw him. He's cutting my hair that day, and he's like, yeah, I was just on the radio.
He killed it.
He told
he's
you like
celebrity.
That.
He's celebrity. We called you Poet because we're doing a segment on a mom that didn't like her kid's Edgar cut.
Fucking hilarious,
and so
bro.
We're like, hey, we know a barber. Let's call Poet.
Yeah.
And then he posted it. I'm sitting next to him, and he posted on the story. He saw me on the radio, tagged me. I'm like, boy, shut up. They can't see you, dumb bitch. I'm like, boy, you're fucking.
He was so happy.
No, the fact that he told you, like, he's just cutting your hair. He's like, guess what? I was on today. Like, what the fuck? Like, if you weren't on radio already.
And
like...
then he was like, damn, look, I should have him call my manager, you. Oh, see if it was okay. And I'm like, boy, shut the fuck up.
But bro, he is comedy. He said
great.
Some shit at
great.
The end about,
definitely,
like.
Definitely like Shawty Bae. Put a picture of Poet and Shawty Bae, right?
They don't look alike, and they're both beautiful.
Yes. He said some shit about like all the moms want me. Like
none of the moms want you.
I know, and I'm like, Poet, I know how you look, Poet.
Yeah, he told me. And he's like, Poet's showing the now that he's ugly.
Yes.
I like it though. Shout out to homies. His confidence is up there.
Yes. His confidence is sky high.
Mm-hmm.
Going out with them is fun. Cause he just shoots. He's a shooter.
Yeah.
Dude, but this fool's like the Poet's like a definition of sinvergüenza. Like,
is that my Red Bull? Did you drink my Red Bull? Did you take the thing off my Red Bull?
I did. Sorry.
No, there's no.
It's okay.
That was mine too.
I wasn't touching it because I'm like, oh, Duno took the little.
Oh, just a habit, mine.
What's the thing? What do you call it? Did you guys ever with cans? Did you ever do the A, B, C, D, and whatever letter it landed
did
on?
You ever
that's
know
your soulmate.
For a straw?
No.
Yeah.
I
put it like this, and you could drop a straw in it.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But the Poet's ugly as shit.
Yeah. No, he's not.
Latin?
He's beautiful inside. And he cuts great hair.
Yeah, he does a good job.
Yeah.
But he cussed on her.
Oh, I know. He's like, he's like, fuck, cuz, but they weren't tripping. I'm like, boy, I think they were tripping.
Like,
bro, but he's so like
poet.
In the, like, bro, like.
You did great.
He sat down and he was like, yeah, I was on the radio today, man. And I was like, and then he told me that he texted him, hey, you awake? And he's like, whoa, Vic, you're on demon time.
Oh, yeah, I told him, I said, yo, you up? Pause. And he's like, whoa, 8:30 on demon time, huh?
Dude, but fuck, bro, funniest shit ever.
Okay.
But he didn't go to my event because he took his girl to Bubble World.
He has a girl?
What? Bro, Bubble World is fucking trash.
Wait, what's Bubble World? And he has a girl?
Yeah, I think he's going to like make it official. Mm-hmm. Oh, we were roasting him because he took her to Disneyland before they're even together. I was like, you don't do that.
I thought that wasn't going to work.
Mm. It worked.
I thought she was using him.
Yeah, me too. Cause
the jury's still out. But yeah.
But fool, he chose Bubble World over me.
Bro, Bubble World is so lame.
You been to Bubble World?
I've never.
Can you break it down, please? I've never been there.
I don't know what
basically,
the fuck that is.
It's just like.
Does she have kids? Did he take her kids?
No kids. He took her.
It's like some kid shit. Like, it's just literally like a room. And then you can go in. and like do bubbles with like different wands and shit, and then you can go and take a picture.
Put a fucking lint buck
in a bubble, like, and just like you put it all over, like, and it's like, oh my god, I'm in a bubble, and then you take a picture, and it's like, wow, it was so like, really? I went for a 2-year-old's birthday party. Put it that
damn
way.
Damn, I need to take the boys.
Yeah. Yes, perfect for kids.
Yes, they'll entertain themselves, but like as two like adults, like when me and my girl were there, we're like, okay, yeah, this we should just get out of here.
So you went.
Yeah. Oh, but it was for a birthday party.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Lame. What a lame fuck, right?
Yeah. Well, so did you tell him?
So then we kicked him out the group chat and then we texted him individually. And we're like,
it's so stupid.
And we're like, and then I texted him, hey, bro, for the ship is sailing, bro. Catch up. Or like something like,
yeah.
Bro, it was the fucking funniest thing ever. We cut him and Jizz off the group chat. Jizz is no longer part of the homies.
Why?
She chose a man over us.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Be happy, Jizz. They'll always choose girls over you. So
no, Jizz is gang, bro.
I know Jizz is gang.
Yeah,
bro. But
you guys will go up in your little with your girls and leave Jizz.
Not if we're all in the same place. If
so, she has to see it at all.
Wait, but what? She found happiness, right? Yeah. Or
I don't know what it is. But if you pull up to where we're at and you don't hug me and we're besties,
oh,
it's supposed to be gang.
Oh.
And I flipped her off like this. She was on the other side and I was like,
the homie insecure, you think?
No, what? You want to see what I texted her?
What?
And I put it in a separate group chat with all of us. Bro, I've been doing petty shit when I'm drunk, but I don't even mean it. Like, shout out Jizz, but look. Dude, hilarious. Oh, look. Hey, Jizz, us as the homies, we took a vote and seen that you took et cetera, over us. Want to thank you for what you've done and wish you best of luck.
It's so stupid.
You text, she never replied.
Oh.
But look, and then look, it's all of us. And then she just, like, she never replied. But I'm like drunk texting. She seen me take a Casamigos shot.
Yeah.
And I'm like texting it to her.
Damn.
Bro, funniest shit ever.
So is the guy cool?
Yeah, that was cool. No, it's not. It's just we're just fucking with her. But
yeah, I know.
But Jizz is also like, you know, she's a girl. So like, you know, she get a little sensitive. And I was like, dude, it's not that serious. Mm-hmm. But then when we're leaving, Denner went with them too, so we were in the group chat like, fuck you, Denner, you piece
fuck you
of
too,
shit.
Denner?
Bro.
What about D-Poet's girl? You like her?
Oh, I'm going to tell you guys. Fuck it, I'm going to tell you guys. She's a very nice young lady, but...
Because you're prefacing it, you're about to just shit on her after, no, you, I'm said, gonna shit after on you her? Say this.
Okay, so we went to the club. D-Poet brought her.
Yep.
She wore a t-shirt...
Say it.
With a skirt.
Okay.
Hold on, bro. Shut the fuck up, bro. Shut the fuck up. And I, typical do no shit. Like, if I see something, I'm just like, I say it in my head, but it comes out.
Yeah. Too.
So I was like, dude, that shit's chunky as fuck. Like, the whole fit.
Okay, wait. But I'm trying to see it because it doesn't look bad in my head.
No. Okay.
A shirt with a
shout
skirt?
Out Denner and them. None of some. They're my boys. They're
oh,
doing their thing.
She wore none
right
of some shirt.
But like full, like we're going to the club.
She wore a dude shirt.
It just she tied. Tried kind of try to make it look sexy. But I've worn a horrible fit before. Yeah. You guys told me. You know, you learn from the
still
thing.
Still, jury's out about this guy over here.
Yeah. But you know, we're potting. You feel me?
Yeah.
When I go to the club, it's pretty. It's pretty
yeah,
decent.
Yeah.
It's like three different couches. One.
Yeah. Fuck you, Letty.
Okay, but let's talk to me.
Okay, so we're like
shirt, a guy's shirt tied up.
You know, try to make it look a little hoochie.
What color was the skirt?
Black.
Black skirt. Okay.
But and then like I don't know like what type this? Of heel.
No, that looks too cute.
No. That's
mini skirt, right?
No, it was like, dude. It
I'm
was,
trying to. You don't have a photo? No,
I don't have a photo of Poet's because
it's like a t-shirt. It's like t-shirt tied, but and nice. It's gonna look boxy, maybe. No.
That would have been terrible.
You don't but have no. a photo of them?
I don't. I wish I did.
Come on, dog.
But okay, so I.
You
made
clown.
A comment. Like,
what was the comment?
Like, damn, that shit's chunky as fuck.
Oh.
But fool, when I met Vic's girl, she fucking. She caught something, and it was all four of us. It was me, Jakarta, Denner, and Peter.
Yeah, they're real.
And she was right there, like, taking it. You feel me? She was cool as fuck. But Paul's girl kind of, like, looked at me and was like.
And that doesn't mean you're cock-blocking on Vic, right, when you clown his girl?
No. Oh, definitely.
Just does that mean you want to fuck Vic?
No.
You're jealous of Vic?
No.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Okay. So, I made this joke, and, like, and I think she told him, like, hey, I didn't like that shit. Like, And the homies were like, yeah, that fool was telling us that she got mad.
Yeah.
But to me,
first chance she gets, I don't want you hanging around with them
anymore. But to me, it's like, because when even when I first met her, she's like, I was just like, she told me like a little, like something like she, like, she likes like Andrew Tate with that foot, and I was just going in, you know, like I'm in the backseat just talking shit. Like when I first met her, she was matching with that foot. They were matching like hoodies or some stupid shit, right? Cute. But they're not even together. Like, what the fuck? We'll do that when you're together or something. But I do that about everybody. Mm-hmm. And I don't think she likes me.
Yeah.
Because I made fun of her fit. Yeah. But I'm like, let Dan Vic make fun of my fit. I like them.
Yeah. You make fun of our fits.
Yeah, we
make. When you guys call my Arizona iced tea.
Yeah, he called me fat.
Remember we used to just fucking go in on his fits? We need to do that for the 100th episode. Come with something stupid, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you should have wore white socks.
No, but remember.
I like black socks. I don't remember really when he wore
the shit that where he looked like he worked at a malt shop. Remember that was my favorite. I love that fit.
My blue sky.
He just looked super old school, like Grease Lightning. Remember, he wore like a funny ass outfit.
It was like it looked like I would work at like In-N-Out or something.
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly.
Like, it was like a 50s type shirt. Yeah. It was like silky kind of.
I know. Yeah. And you were like, you look like a fucking douche or something.
Like I used to like race at the tracks.
Yeah.
Type of shit.
So I made fun of her, and I don't think she was too fond of the joking. But I'm like, fool, if you like your fool, like
he loves
just,
her.
And I was just like, maybe just don't bring her around me. Cause I'm gonna still make fun of her.
Oh,
you know,
man.
like it's cool if you still want to, like, you know, like shout out, like
I'll
put it aside,
saying.
Like we're clowning, like if the homie's happy with her,
yeah,
be go happy. Be happy, but
keep us separate.
If she wants to come around, cause Denner and P, they're really nice. Like the clown ones, they're comfortable, but I don't give a fuck.
Off top, he meets you, he clowns.
Yeah, so I was like, and I'm like, if she don't like it, I like,
cause that's the environment. That's the environment. Whenever you go around doing on the homies, it's. That's the environment. It's you're going to get clowned on. You're going to laugh. You're going to joke. Anybody can get it.
Everybody gets
so
it.
So it's like, I get it. You know, that's the environment Duno likes to be around. It's fun. It's funny. You know, like I enjoy it. So it's like she doesn't want to play ball, essentially, is what you're saying.
Yeah, but you can't be like, I really want to be with you. But then, like, I feel like, to me, it's weird. Like, I feel like if you don't know somebody.
I like a piece of fucking seaweed stuck in my teeth and I keep trying to get it and it can't. You know, like when you ever orange and it's like the slide, the tiniest one is just fucking stuck.
You know it's there somewhere.
You keep fucking with it with your tongue and you're just like, damn.
Yeah. I was like, why isn't Letty giving her opinion? I'm sure you're like,
I'm really trying hard, maybe on our break, but it's cool.
But yeah, I mean she's a nice person, fool, but essentially I'm like, okay, all right. But then also
on a scale
I'm like
of 1 to 10, how chunty is she?
Nah, that was one chunty fit. Usually she's pretty
fly. Usually she's fly? Okay.
Yeah, usually you know she got her shit together.
So
like
she's a one chunty vibes.
Yeah, but that shit was super duper chunty way. Yeah. That shit was like chunty that way.
Like how chunty though?
Like have you ever seen the videos of like the kids like in Guatemala or Oaxaca or somewhere deep and they're just like dancing in place? And then the thing is
that's pretty chunty, fool.
But Port's Oaxaca, my boy be fly sometimes.
Shout out my boy Port.
But she's a nice person, fool. I think she's a cool girl.
Yeah.
I just don't think she likes me. And okay. I'm like,
Deep Poets girl or Jesus man?
Oh, Jizz's man. That was cool as shit. My problem is with Jizz. Don't you come here and not say hi to us after everything we've been through as friends.
You still got to hug him. You still got to do all the...
Yes. Yeah. But I'm like my homegirl...
Still got to do this with your Jizz's.
Oh, shit. That's crazy. Like, Allison, I haven't seen her in a long time, but I also haven't met her boyfriend.
Damn.
Allison got a boyfriend.
How's Steph? I haven't seen Steph in a long time.
Steph and Jerome, they're good. They're good people. They're doing okay.
Steph is awesome.
But Allison, I haven't seen her because she's been with her man lately. Mm. So you know what I do? Whenever she posts her man on the story, I call her on purpose. And then she'd be answering like this, what happened? And I'm like, where you at? She'd be like, I'm right here. And then she has her best friend, Steven. She's like, I'm with Steven. I'm like, why are you lying?
Call D-Poet right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, let's talk to D-Poet. About his chunty.
That was gonna go to his grandma. Like, I was on Brownback today.
Yeah, I was on Brownback.
Dude, but he really came up to me like, yeah.
Wait, can we take a break and then call?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been injured in a car accident recently? Esther the lawyer can help you get compensated for your injuries, okay? Mm-hmm. Estrada Law Group is a Latina-owned personal injury law firm focused on catastrophic injury and wrongful death based in LA and ran by our prima, Esther
Facts.
Esther.
Hell yeah. She believes in representation with compassion and speaks your language. Esther is one of us, but she's like that smart cousin that became a lawyer and got all successful and shit.
She's first generation and we all hate on her at the fucking cost. But why does my grandma always serve her first?
But she still keeps it real, you know what I'm saying? Like,
super real, girl.
So follow Esther the lawyer on Instagram and the Estrada Law Group on Instagram and mention Brown Bag for a free consultation.
Yes. Shout out Esther for you guys. I know a lot of us tios, tias, you know, they get uncomfortable when it comes to meeting
she's
like
not the
lawyers.
Police. Yeah.
And she's I feel like my mom be like that. My mom got hit. not like a long, like a long time ago, she was in the car and they were just scared to talk to lawyers and shit like that.
And you don't know how much low-key money you're missing out on and that you deserve. Like sometimes we think like, no, we don't deserve this shit. But like legit, everything that happens to you and it's not your fault, boom.
Somebody hits in you in the back, it's un pago de la casa. Oh, right there.
Come on, think about it like that. Yeah. That's Esther's got you. Yeah. And you know what? Esther's a mom now, so she's like super like mom mode. Like she is a lion. Okay. Yeah. She's gonna make sure you're good. She can protect you and take care of you just like she would her very own little baby.
Thanks. Shout out to the little baby. But and I just think I just think about comfort. Like
she speaks our language.
And I feel like growing up, we get taught to like, nah, if it's not a big deal, leave it alone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sometimes a lot of these things are a lot of big deal.
Yeah.
And if, imagine like if I had a cousin though.
Yeah, and be real girls, we make everything a big deal. So come on.
Yeah, facts. So make sure you tap in with Esther. Yeah.
Follow Esther the lawyer on Instagram.
She'll get you a big deal.
Strata law firm.
Strata law firm.
And you get a free consultation?
Yeah. If you say Brown Bag. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Come on.
Say Brown Bag.
No cost. Brown Bag.
Are those Skims?
It is Skims.
Ooh, girl.
Depot. Okay. Depot. What are you gonna have? Yeah, fuck it.
I just wanna talk to him.
Yep. Hey, we're on the pod and let the Invic wanna talk to you.
Hey, D. Poet.
What's up?
See how he changed his voice? What a lame.
Hey, what's up?
Poet.
Hey,
what's up? Is your girl mad that Duno called her Chunti?
Nah, it's just more like. How would I say it? It's like. Let's say someone random tells you that, right? Like someone that you're not close with and you're not, you don't know them yet. Like that, and then call you that, you'll feel some type of way, right?
Right.
Obviously, but it's like, Duno. I explained it to her, though.
Yeah.
So she understood it, but you kind of get what I'm saying?
So whose side are you on?
I'm neutral, because I go off always on sides of logic and, like, what it's truly meant.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Depoy, your girl, do you think, because Duno thinks your girl don't like him. So do you think that you're going to have to end up choosing between them soon?
No, if it ever comes to anything like that, then something's not meant for me.
You'll
figure it out from there.
You're so cute. I love that poet's in your name.
He's going to write
a poem
about
this. Will you still like my pictures even though your girl's all controlling?
She's not controlling. I'm actually like I'm the one that's controlling.
Yes. Wow,
he's
toxic.
Yes, he's crazy, dude.
Wow.
You see how I accept it though? Like, because I know, because I just know.
I know how I am.
Yeah, I'll tell you. And if you can't accept me for I am, then you can leave. Like, you know.
Skedaddle.
Because you're the price, honey.
You're a high value man, Depoy.
Yeah, that's why. Like, I'm a high value. You see yourself that way.
Okay. All right, boy, I love you, full bye.
Oh, you love
me. Dude, I'm telling you guys, he's a psychopath. he's crazy, fool. Like, I was like, dude, if I had a thing for you and then I met you, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's a nice person, but the homie is very, like, old school. Like, and I'm like, fool, you're like.
So that was Saturday.
Sunday, drum roll.
Sunday.
Can we just say, Viva Mexico, cabrones. Viva Mexico, cabrones. Yeah! Yeah! We won the World Cup, baby!
La Copa de Oro! Ay, ¡Qué lindo México! ¡Qué lindo México! ¡Que I don't know the rest
Mexico.
Of... Bonetti's half of her body was at the Mexico game.
My whole body was at the Mexico game. It was really fucking cool. We were in the suite. Shout out to the people that work at SoFi Stadium that invited me. Shout out to Drew. He really hooked it up. And it was really cute to take the boys. I kept looking at her like, fuck, their life is so dope. The boys, they're fucking sweet at the Mexico game.
Yeah.
Bro, they saw like there was one goal and they took that goal. But when they did that one goal, everyone's celebrating, throwing fucking beer, everything. And we're in a suite, so it doesn't hit us, but it hits the people in front of us, right? But the boys see this. So the next goal, I just hear him, Mom, can we throw our stuff? Mom, can we throw our stuff? Can we throw our stuff? And then I'm like, fuck yeah, throw your fucking stuff. Because I wanted to throw my miche. The first goal, I passed my michelada to Jorge to throw it. And he's like, no, we can't do that. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Lame.
So wait, so where do you throw it? Like,
you're supposed to hold it.
And throw it in the air.
And throw the liquid in the air. You can keep this, but you throw the liquid in the air. So it looks like freaking, you know an aerial when her freaking, the splash goes like that? But that's what it looks like everywhere. Everyone gets wet. Everyone smells like beer. Yeah,
nobody cares.
Yeah,
they care. People care, but it's like, fuck it. You can't help it. Like, people start.
Yeah.
I think for us, it's since we're on a suite, it doesn't hit us.
That's fucked up.
I know. So we can partake in the throwing and it won't hit us.
Just throwing on the peasants?
Yeah.
Blessing them?
Legit. Like... You would do it too. You would do
it
too.
I'll totally do it. I'll totally
Modelo,
do it.
Modelo, bitch.
So that's what the boys saw. And so they had water. Mom, can we throw water? Can we throw water? And I was like, just throw your water. And then, so under us is security. And Jorge's like, no, they're going to wet security. I'm like, Jorge, they're 4 and 5. Like, they're probably going to do this, right? And so they just start throwing everything. They get their cookies. They throw it. They get their, you know how the sweets have food? They're just throwing it. I'm like, don't litter, fool.
Yeah.
This shit is just supposed to be the liquid.
She's going
to
evaporate.
Yeah, but it was really cool. It was fucking awesome. The crowd was fucking incredible.
Yes.
Halfway through, like, they had invited influencers into the suite. So halfway through, I'm taking the boys back up to get cookies. And I'm already drunk off of like my half my michelada. And I see Josh. And he sees me. He's kind of standing. And we like both say what's up to each other. Josh from La Platica podcast. Their boys. My boys. Right?
My boys. Go.
My boys.
Shout out Josh Leyva. Good guy.
Yeah.
I haven't met him yet, but yeah.
Yeah. It's Josh and Sebas. Good guys. Contrary to commenters' belief, everybody gets along.
And for
yeah.
the coolest fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I see him and he was like, dude, Letty, nice to meet you. And so we're like talking.
I'm sorry.
Did you hear that?
That wasn't me.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
No, I wasn't. I didn't fart it on my mom. It wasn't me.
No one said
you farted.
But now we know you farted.
No, I didn't. I'm a mom.
Nobody said you farted.
You're just breathing like.
I went like that on my mom.
No, yeah. You're just breathing really hard.
Mom, it's breathing super hard into the mic.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
No, there you go.
I swear I didn't fart. No one even. You just told on yourself.
I know I didn't. I would have told you guys I farted. So then what happened?
And I did something so stupid because I'm already turned a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm turning a little bit. You guys know I'm happy. I'm freaking Letty, right? And so what I wanted to say was like, the universe wants us to know each other because this fool had just ran into Sebas. Clearly you did shit with that. And then I ran into Josh. So I think my brain was deciding, do you say the universe wanted us to meet or do you say God wanted us to meet? Because sometimes I'm like, dude, God wanted you here. I always hit you guys with that. Like, God wants you this, the universe. So I mix them. And instead I said, the gods want us to meet. And I felt so stupid to Josh. And Josh is like, nice, super. And he's sober. They just got there. Like, and I'm like, damn, I'm a fucking idiot. And I was like, you know, the universe, God.
The gods.
Not the gods.
Prometheus, Poseidon.
Yeah, fucking Poseidon wanted us to meet
everybody,
so bad.
Yeah, all the Greek gods wanted
all the
them to meet.
All the gods. It just sounds weirder to say Venus, the gods want us to meet.
Yes.
But then he was playing with the boys too, like, because they go up to everybody. They're very social.
Yeah.
They go up, they say hi, they hug. And he was like, damn, like, they're really talkative. And then it's funny because Luis was going back to his seat and he dropped his cookie. And then he's like, oh, your son, a cookie fell. I'm like, hey, 5 second rule, dog. Let me tell me how to parent. Like, this was like, he's still going to eat that fucking cookie. And he still ate the cookie.
That's sick.
If a cookie falls, you're going to eat it.
Yeah, 5 seconds.
Come on.
5 seconds.
Come on, dog. That's it.
Even if 5 seconds feels more like 5 minutes, but it's fine. But he was really dope. Said what's up. It was really cool to meet him. He is very tall. But so when we were walking to our car on Saturday, we had passed by, like, Sebas and Karen were walking this way, and then we were walking this way. And I noticed it was Sebas after because I had heard, like, it just made sense afterwards. But we didn't say what's up. But when I was thinking of Sebas, I'm like, fuck, he's tall. He's taller than I thought he would be. That's why I asked you if he's tall.
Yeah, they feel like pretty tall.
Everybody's tall.
Josh just looks a little taller, maybe because he goes like, he does like the gym shit. So he just looks a little more bulky and shit like that.
But it was really fucking cool meeting them and it was funny.
And shout out Mexico for real, man. We won.
Woo!
And that was a really good play. Like, it was like a one-on-one situation and he
dope.
Won the one-on-one situation.
Shout out to Ochoa, fucking
legend, Pop.
Legend.
Is he really the most paid goalie?
I hope he is.
He deserves it.
That fucking the stress he's under. Yeah.
And he redeemed himself.
Yeah.
From the last, he didn't have like a great
World Cup.
Yeah.
And then just even being at SoFi and seeing what, because I've been like at 2 games at Rose Bowl. I remember we're like, damn, there's no more Rose. There might not be any more Rose Bowl games. They're going to like make SoFi the stadium
for it.
But you're there and it's like, yeah, this shit should be at the fucking SoFi.
And that
because
shit look green like a motherfucker.
Fucking vibes. Like that one shit that's above on SoFi, just like, like the graphics and everything. It just looks so lit. And come World Cup, it's going to be incredible to be at SoFi.
They have to do the Mexico game there, huh? Mandatory?
They have to.
And even the U.S. They should play both those games.
And the Brazil. And the fucking
Argentina. That's true.
They
should just,
whatever it is.
That's our best stadium right now. It's the newest one.
It's an incredible. Well, by that time, Intuit's going to exist.
Damn, you think Intuit's going to be flyers than SoFi?
But, no, but they're not. I mean, that's a basketball arena, so they
but they're still going to use it for other things, out there, of course.
Not for soccer.
Yeah. It's too small. Not for soccer, but.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting to wake up the Clipper fan.
Clipper fans.
When is the Intuit going to be finished?
I think next year.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen first? You proposing to your girl or the Intuit?
Oh.
At the same time.
At the same time. Oh!
You should do that.
The grand opening?
That's a great way.
At the grand opening, the ribbon
cutting. Steve Ballmer, holla
at me. With all the toilets that he had?
Yes.
That's fire. Yeah.
That way, if everything gets sick, they could go to the bathroom in peace.
So that was our weekend. We had a fucking lit
The weekend was
weekend.
It was a good time.
I swear. Yeah.
It's summer, you guys.
Oh, I went to the gym twice.
Yeah.
Twice during the weekend. All right. Back in the...
Get it, papi.
Yeah.
That's good.
And you're getting your meals?
I'm in the negotiation of... like, process of meal preps, because they're expensive as
what's
shit.
What's the date today? We should weigh ourselves today?
I'm down.
Today's the 17th?
The 17th.
And then come back next month at the 17th. And whoever has lost more weight gets... $100.
I'm down.
Angie, you too. You're part of this too.
The whole team. Fuck it.
Everybody. You too, Jose.
You too, Maximo. You shitty Maximo. Boy.
Irene, we're looking at you.
I'm already ahead.
I was about to say, that's not even fair. He just lost
fucking food poisoning.
5 pounds food. Earlier
you,
today.
You and Vic is sick of the littlest shit ever.
Bro, I don't know. It was ceviche.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been sick in a
while. Because that's the only thing that my girl didn't eat that I ate like in the last 3 days. You know, we've been.
See, when you don't eat with your girl, you get fucking food poisoning.
No, I ate it, but she was there. She just like got full of some soap.
No, keep that. I like that. Say it. That should be a motto.
If you don't eat with your girl, you get food poisoning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boom. Wow. Hear that?
Yeah.
Hear that? When she's waiting for you till you get home so you can eat, and you're like, you should just eat. No, I'm waiting for you to save you so that you don't get food poisoning.
Wow. By yourself.
All
at
the
least.
Ladies, tell them that. Tell that to your men.
Yeah.
Because I found that girls do this. Period. That is not just me. We'll wait for their dude to eat. And dudes always walk in like, you should just eat. And it's like, no, I can't eat without you.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not that I'm dependent on you, but it's like, we're planning to eat together, so.
Ah, I feel that.
Do you want a free meal?
Fucking, Jose the fool.
When was the last time you touched a woman? The real ones.
He said, ah.
Yeah.
One day you didn't pay for.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Anyways,
I swam in Pasadena 2 weekends in a row.
Okay.
2 days in a row.
So let's go. 2 days in a row, you're by my crib and you don't say shit.
Pasadena boys.
Just I'll just swim like this. That's how you swim.
And I'm like in the ghetto. I'm like in the super nice Pasadena. I just invited all the homies.
What part of Pasadena are you at?
I'm like high Pasadena, like kind of getting towards Altadena. So it's really nice. Nice neighborhood.
Oh, I thought you said ghetto.
No. I was like, I'm from the ghetto. So I just invited all the homies to the pool.
What pool? Whose pool?
Biddy's grandma pool.
Oh, lit. Okay.
Dude, if I don't understand how people have such nice houses with pools and want to be somewhere else.
Right.
If I grew up in a pool, like where my mom had a pool in the back fucking yard, that's where I'm at every fucking day.
That's what you're saying.
I feel you.
No, dead. Because I wanted to be in the pool in the corner of my block every day.
Yeah, because not yours.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So your girl's abuelita knows you.
She has Alzheimer's.
So, I mean, are you serious?
She's gonna forget me.
No, I'm dead. You thought I was joking about her fucking condition?
So you just walk in?
I have to say hi. I have to like introduce myself
every
time, like 50 first dates.
It's kind of like that, but not really.
It's kind of like Jhené Aiko's music video.
The Spotless Mind one.
Is that the one, Angie? Angie, remember we talked about it? The one where she has to introduce herself multiple times. Like,
Jhené.
Her car always breaks down and she has to. Or no, the guy. The music video is nice.
Oh, okay.
It's a nice music video.
So, okay, so she lets you in every time you have to introduce yourself?
Yeah.
So break it down. Like, you walk in.
Hola, ¿cómo está? Buenas tardes. Buenas noches.
And she doesn't know who you are?
No.
But she lets you in every time.
Spanish, does she?
Her Mexican side. She's a Mexican side.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, the grandma does still speak Spanish.
Yeah.
But the grandma remembers her.
No.
No.
So how does she just...
It's hard. Her mom takes care of the grandma.
Yeah.
Well, fool, she has caretakers. Okay, okay, so they're not random. We're just not walking into a
room. And she'll also forget them, too. It's really sad.
Yeah.
Love to anybody that's going through their parents either have Alzheimer's or dementia. I worked with a lot of
not the good people thing, like that. But, like, once they're, like, super duper older, it's kind of like... But I feel like I've seen a video where the dude's mom was, like, 50 or something. Mm-hmm. And she had it, and they're, like, eating ice cream. And she's like, who are you?
That's heartbreaking.
And it's like, ah, fuck. And it's my mom's supposedly not boo. His mom has that.
Oh, shit.
Sometimes she'd be at my house and I gotta, like, remember. I gotta, like, introduce myself, like, a couple times.
Yeah.
Or, like, sometimes she don't remember.
I've had, like, some crazy ones. Because, again, I used to work in a convalescent home. And then there are rich people with Alzheimer's. So they're, like, you have to, like, top tier take care of them. Yep. There was one lady. She was a nurse in one of the wars. So she would go back to being in the wars. Oh, so you would catch her hiding in her bed and, like, just, like, talking trembling? About, like, yeah, talking about bombs and stuff like that. And then there was another lady. She was so fucking mean. Like, she was just so mean. And you would get her to be nice to you. And then she'd get mean again because it would snap. At, like, she had a little cycle. Damn. Like, who are you? Get away. Where's my son? And then it's like, hey, you're at this living stage. So I'm like, but hey, you know your cat because she liked her cats. So you bring up the cat and then she's like, yeah, that's my cat. Hey, who are you? Where's my son? Like, it would just fucking recite. Like, that shit is real. Crazy.
Yeah. The Biddy goes like, she goes like, grandma, do you remember me, grandma? Who am I, grandma? And then she'll be like.
Or she'll think that's her daughter. Like, or a different like person. That, yeah. Mm.
It's a trip. I think that's one of, like, the saddest things that people can
it's
have.
It's very...
Like,
because you can't help it.
Young. Yeah.
What?
While We're Young.
The song is While We're Young.
Janae.
Yeah, it's such a great music
and
video.
And you get over here so we could do Sombra Sala, and then we'll head out.
Sombra Sala.
You want to do shout-outs real quick?
Yes.
I know you guys had a gang of people that you
bro,
guys saw.
I couldn't take names, but shout-out everybody we met at SoFi. Mm-hmm. Or Leti met at SoFi. Shout-out everybody we met at BMO.
Yeah.
I met a lot of people at BMO. Shout out so the dude that I met at the club that was like, where's Letty? Yeah. Mm.
Like, you has... get that too? Do you and get... I like... hate when I get where's Duno.
And I was like, she has kids. And they're like, oh, I'll take care of them. And I'm like, dude.
I was watching the last episode back where people were like, where's Duno? And then I'm like, oh, hold on. You should do that. There he is. Oh, Duno? Oh, hold on. Right here.
Yeah. After you left, they're like, where's Duno? I just seen him. I'm like, he left. What do you want me to do?
But it's cool. It's people's way to have to strike conversation.
Yes, it's an opening. It's an opening. They already probably seen Duno leaving. They're just like, they gotta say something.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to everybody.
Oh, hey, there were some girls that were like, can we get pictures? And Vic was walking with his girl. Oh, we didn't talk about that.
Oh,
so awkward.
What happened? Did she take the picture
you're
with you?
Pussy.
Why? I said hi to her.
Pussy of the week goes to Vic. Pussy of the week goes to Vic.
It wasn't.
And this week, Pussy of the Week.
Fuck you.
Can someone make a queep sound?
P.O. Dub.
Yeah.
No. Shut the fuck up. So this is what happened.
Let's
so
this, go.
This girl.
No.
I almost forgot.
I want Duno to
this
tell
girl,
it.
This girl walked in and she's Tino. Like, oh, hey, Duno. Like, how are you? Like, nice to meet you. And then it's like, there's a lot of just Duno fans and then there's some Brown Bag fans, mm-hmm. you know? So I was like, oh, she's just a Duno fan. So I'm just walking by. And she's like, oh, you too, Vic. Hey.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, oh, shit. And then she looked at my girl, but she didn't give a fuck.
No, shut the fuck up.
Tell it.
Vic's
lying. What? How am I lying? I just said what happened.
I almost forgot about it. Thank God I remember. Thank God. Shout out you. Shout out to.
Of course.
Shout out Maximum. The girl's like, Duno, oh my God, I love you. I fuck with everything you do. I'm like, big hugger. You know, I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. Ch-ch-ch. And then she looks. But Vic's behind me. Mm-hmm. And then she goes, like, oh, hi, Vic. You too. And Vic, hi.
I shook her hand.
Vic.
I shook her hand.
But no, fool, she looked at Vic's girl, looked at Vic and was like, hi, Vic. Nice to meet you.
She put out her hand like
this.
Yeah, yeah. And I shook her hand. Because I thought it was Pete, because I was just like.
That's respectful to your girl.
Yeah, but I was
that's
also.
That's pussy to your fans.
No. But I was just thinking, I was just like.
Dog, I will hug a motherfucker in front of Jorge.
No, I didn't care about that. Honestly, I thought that was even like. I was like, oh, my girl might get mad at me for doing this, maybe. Yeah. She's not like that, but I took that risk. But I didn't care because I was also like. That's kind of pee. I'm like, this is what happens to me, baby. When you're not around, you know? But I also held it down at the same time. But,
I don't know. Duno's calling you pussy.
No, because
I didn't go OD. No, I didn't like run away from her.
No,
I didn't
I saw
I didn't do
face.
One of these or nothing.
Because
like.
You know when something's happening and you're like behind the person that is happening. So Vic, the girl's looking at Vic, and me and the homies are behind them. We're like this.
Watching it.
She kind of did do like
Vic's girl did not let go of his hand.
Wow.
If they got to say hi with
how? Me, how do you know how?
Like this. Oh. sorry about that. I was just like, fuck you. Like this. Now say hi.
What?
Yeah, she was like, she was making sure it was, that's you, perrito. I'm mad at it.
What's wrong with that?
But dude, the girl.
Mandilon.
It's okay. Shout out my boy. He was holding me down.
Yeah.
But she was like, but the girl was like, hi, Vic.
She did do one
like
of those.
This with her.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Right, yeah, shout out to her though.
Yeah, well, shout out Daisy too. From the Eslavon Show.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because yeah. She loves us, man. I want to make sure that.
Shout out Daisy.
She brought us a drink. Me and my girl a drink. Me and my girl.
Okay, she brought us a shout out Daisy.
Yeah, man.
I know. I was like, why'd you get her whole last name? But then I read it was Crypto.
Oh.
Her name was Daisy Crypto. I was like, holy shit. Well, let's clap it up for Angie. She's back in her lingerie.
Angie.
Angie's wearing lingerie.
I'm
not. If you're only listening, you better tune into the YouTube.
You're gonna talk about the
it's silk.
I am.
It's silk. Yes. Thank you. No, but I was gonna tell you guys. Okay, after the concert of Fuerza Regida, JLP, you guys saw the video.
Yeah. Free the homie, JLP.
Yeah. But damn. You know what happened?
¿Qué pasó?
It was like at 1:30 in the morning, and so apparently, like LAPD, they were doing like a. Not a checkpoint, but they were directing traffic. And I believe Fuerza Regida had an after party afterwards, right?
Yeah, they're promoting it. Yeah.
Yeah, they kept promoting it and all that stuff. And so when the LAPD, they were doing all that stuff, they saw somebody like waving a gun, according to KTLA 5. Got my news there. They saw somebody inside the car waving like a gun. So that's why they pulled him over. And it was Chino, what's his face?
Pacas. Chino Pacas.
Mm-hmm. Ese, y después some of the members from Calle 24. And then, of course, the Meniste JOP.
Damn.
Chinito Pacas didn't do nothing.
No, afterwards, I mean, they did take him out the car, all that stuff. But then after 2 hours, they were let go.
Damn.
Oh, so when they were leaving the club.
So I believe so, because it happened like at 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, so JOP was arrested for 2 hours?
It's something like that, yeah.
They got detained, but not arrested.
They got detained, but not arrested.
Oh.
They were let go like 2 hours later.
They didn't get
processed.
You know
what it is, though, that I feel like LAPD, I feel like they like the news.
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like they pick and choose. Like,
yeah.
I don't, like, yeah, fools are drunk, but I think they're a professional enough team to where, like, we're not flashing guns while our windows are. But I mean, it could happen.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Especially when people are drunk. Like, you turn into Scarface when you're drunk sometimes. No, guys legit are like, oh, what are you going to do about this?
But
it's tinted windows until it's not.
And
yeah.
Then you get.
And I'm pretty sure they have, they have the right credentials too, either if they do have their guns.
Probably. Oh, yeah.
You know, they're up to date.
I think if anything, that might have happened. There might have been something, but then also they probably have the ability to carry
the
it.
The comments were hilarious, though. Like, damn, fool, you better make it on time. I already bought my ticket.
Oh, and like, yeah.
Even though it happened after.
Yeah.
They're like, fool, you better make it on time. I already bought my ticket or some shit.
Did
like
you end up going?
To the after party?
Uh-huh.
Fuck, I heard it was hectic. But shout out my boys that threw it. You know, shout out the team over there. They did their shit. That's just sick. And I don't think he really does clubs like that.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think that was the first time in a long time.
They seem to be excited about it. They didn't.
Yeah,
they didn't get
for
to
them
make
to
it.
Keep promoting it over and over again.
No, they did make it. It happened after.
Yeah, it happened because it was like at 1:40, 1:30.
Oh, so 1:30
in the morning.
Oh,
so it says, according to the LAPD, officers were conducting a traffic stop around 1:30 in the area near.
And see, LAPD, and especially the Rampart Division, you know what they did since they know when shows happen? They always do checkpoints.
And that's exactly what happened.
No, but that one happened in Hollywood. They had a checkpoint on Olympic and Albany. Maybe Pico and Albany by Crypto for people that were leaving Eslabon.
Yeah. Mm.
And then I think they had one by, but like, yeah, I get it. Be safe. You know, you shouldn't drink and drive.
Yeah.
But also, you're kind of trying to set fools up.
Oh,
because I have one beer, I'm not drunk as shit. But if you even smell it, you're going to make a scene.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm and like, it is kind of fucked up.
That's why it's always good
Uber. Yeah, true. And I don't know if you guys notice, when you go to like Mexican concerts or anything Hispanic, a bunch of beer. You go to a hip-hop show, it's a lot of smoking, but not as much as alcohol.
Yeah.
And but it's not like the check. I feel like it's kind of a setup.
Yeah.
I didn't drink a drop of alcohol at Fuerza. Because I was just paranoid. There were so many cops as soon as I got there.
Really?
It was surrounded.
Did
yeah.
Did you see cops? Not much.
Everywhere.
So.
Well, at least where I entered. So I was just like, man, something just gave me a bad feeling. Like, nah, there's just way too many cops around here for me to drive. And like
it's too hot.
Exactly.
Yeah, we Ubered.
Yeah, see, that's
we
better.
Ubered and then we got picked up by the Honda dealership, like in the cut.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. It's kind of, but that's kind of what we always do. What you guys need to do, I know, like the traffic be bad. You guys
it was
always
really bad for me.
Always like to people that come to concerts out here. Always like call your Ubers in like a low key little street.
Yeah,
because the Ubers don't take long to get there and it's not a hassle. Mm.
That's the life. Oh, okay.
Because if you try to get an Uber in front of Mr. Fry's, man, where it's right across the street, you're gonna get caught in traffic. Facts. Always call it in the cut. It could be a little dangerous, South Central, crazy, but
yeah,
that's crazy. The checkpoints do be set up.
And shout out to Jimmy because he was even like, you know, it's like we had an incredible night. The show was sold out. Talk about that, because everyone's talking about the thing where that took minutes. Like it wasn't a long time.
Yeah, and nothing ended up happening. Yeah. It was just like detained.
But that is, they do.
Just all over social media because of Chinito or Chino. He's the one that posted it up.
Oh, yeah, the story when he's arrested? That's a real ghetto ass.
Because of him. I think that's why it went viral. Like, he's the one that posted it.
Nah, but I feel it because he's like, oh, I'm in Los Angeles and I'm
scared. Yeah, but then it's dumb to, like, hate on literally the outlets that report on it
when your artist is the one posting it. Say, I get that.
I feel it. He's like a kid, though. My little homies be doing that. They'd be like detained and just be like on their story, like, yeah. And I'm like, fool, pussy's not that. I'm gonna get your pussy. Just telling you, you know, you're not gonna get some pussy like that, fool. But shout out to them. It was a good show. It was a crazy weekend in Los Angeles.
It was a crazy weekend. And I think that's just the start because we outside. It's summertime. Like now it's actually feeling like summer. This weekend felt like summer.
100%.
Shout out fucking summer. Oh, summer's
We've been waiting.
We've been waiting to hit triple digits for this very fucking reason. Woo! Episode 100 is coming next episode. Yeah. Vic, don't
forget high five.
Next episode, and we have a surprise. Tell him, Zeddy.
Is it confirmed? I don't think nothing's confirmed.
Okay, we're going to make it.
Oh, you guys. We're going to have a super, super duper last minute, very intimate, small
pop-up
live show pop-up.
People have been asking us for a fucking live show.
Yes.
And you know, one of the best things about it, we just thought about it in our break.
Yeah. See, that's why our breaks are good.
So if it's not too organized, we're sorry, but if you first come, first serve, it's might like, be like 50 to 100 people.
We need to celebrate with you this 100 episode.
We need to touch the people.
So we are calling it Al Cien.
That's whoa.
Yeah.
What?
100 episodes of Brown Bag.
Yeah. Al Cien.
I wonder who came up with that idea. It's such a good idea.
Wow.
I think it's a girl wearing
triple
Skims.
Digits.
She paid over $100 for it.
They're expensive.
Okay, well, we'll see you guys there. If you guys first come, first serve. So when you guys see it, go up on the story.
Yeah. Boom, shakalake. It might already be sold out. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
But that's what we're doing.
Hell yeah.
See you next week.
Oh, 100. 100 next week.
Yeah.
I know. I just wanted to make it for the 100.
Yeah. Al Cien.
100
shots.